We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up, the show that's a lot about nothing. I think I'm just going to do a different one of these every episode. I'm just going to have a different tagline going. You know, a lot about nothing, big opinions about small things, an argument you never saw coming, all that stuff. I am one of your co-hosts, Josh Johnson. I'm a writer for The Daily Show. If you're looking to catch up with me on any of the things, you can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on pretty much everything. I'm joined by Dulce Sloan, who is
a correspondent for The Daily Show, a comedian, a daughter, a sister, soon to be mother. I don't know when, soon to be wife. Haven't met the nigga yet, but hopefully one day. But current Tamagotchi parent.
Yeah.
Tamagotchi
wow.
owner.
So this is a new development.
So I went to Comic-Con and one bought a Tamagotchi. And this is a special Comic-Con limited edition.
Okay.
My baby's name is Chi-Chi. Is a year old and 11 pounds currently. Don't need a discipline. Maybe a little hungry. Might give her a snack. Happy.
The discipline, is that like an actual spanking? Like, what is the discipline?
I don't know the discipline, but I don't know what actually happens to it. But I was reading up on it, and basically, like, if your Tamagotchi doesn't want to eat when it's hungry or doesn't want to play when it's not happy, then you discipline it. Because they say you don't want to, if you look in the instructions, it says you don't want to have an unattractive or bad behaving alien. Because the concept behind the Tamagotchi, which I never knew as a kid, was that these are actually aliens. Raising aliens. Did you have a Tamagotchi? Or did you have like a Gigapet or a Nanopet?
I had this thing from the dollar store that didn't instill any confidence that I could ever be a father. It would die while I was playing. So I don't know if I took the wrong left or something, but it would die on me immediately in the game.
Did you feed it?
Maybe I just didn't know how to feed it. Maybe it was hungry and I was just out here taking it on walks that it wasn't ready for.
You never babysat for your friend's Gigapets when you were in school? Like you get like a, like you literally get like a lane, like just, cause I'd be in class and I just have like six or eight of them. It's like, all right, let me feed this one and let me watch out for this one. And, like, your friends would trust you with them, and then they didn't die. And then my mom never bought me one. I just ended up with one. Like, I think my friend had one and was just like, I don't want to deal with this. Or
yeah, I can't take the pressure anymore. That's a teen mom. They don't want to be in it like that.
Yeah, they were a teen mom, and I showed that I had the wherewithal. I had the heart. Had the heart. Because sometimes people were like, I would babysit them, and people would forget that I had them.
Yeah.
And it'd be like, do you want your Gigapet, Nanopet, Tamagotchi back? And he'd be like, oh, yeah. I'm like, can you just watch it? Because I think it's going to die if I watch it. Like, so I just was a fucking Gigapet daycare center.
No, I feel you. I mean, this I think maybe falls in line with our theme today. Because our theme is about, you know, some heart healthy things, some heartwarming things. Some
heartwarming, maybe. Heart healthy, I don't think.
Some soul food, in a sense.
Yeah.
Depending on how you make it. Today, we're going waffles versus pancakes.
Get at me.
Okay. And tell the listeners what side you land on between waffles and pancakes.
You know what side I'm on. They know what side I'm on. Look at these earrings, baby. Got my whole name in it. Okay. My mama got me these during lockdown. We didn't know my neck wasn't long enough. But what I'm saying is, you know, waffles, baby. Come on. Can't stop. Won't stop filling the holes.
You okay. So you feel strongly about waffles. Works for me because I'm on the side of pancakes. And I'll tell you right now, your little like bumpy pancake can't stack up to a short stack.
Wow.
The symmetry.
You came so hard. Nigga, it's like you own IHOP.
Yeah, because I'll tell you right now.
Or Pancake House that closes at 3 p.m.
I've been tired of people acting like waffles are superior.
Okay.
I've been tired of people coming up to my breakfasts being like, y'all got any waffles? It's like you're gonna have these flat pancakes, you're gonna have these flapjacks, and you're gonna love it. Cause half the time it's the same.
What you mean? It's like the same batter?
Sometimes.
I mean, yeah, pancake batter, like if you're making like Bisquick, you know, you're using the same batter for waffles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't expect you to just be so. Have you ordered? I don't know if you know Ian Carmel.
Mm-hmm.
He hosts another podcast that I've been a guest on before called All Fantasy Everything. I really enjoy it. I think you'd be a great guest on it. He introduced me to two phrases. One, trying out something and calling it dipping a pinky in the ranch. Love that. Love that. It's a wild statement, so you know that I love it.
Uh-huh.
Two, the concept of having brunch or breakfast with people and ordering pancakes for the table.
Okay.
And I like this because when you order pancakes, they give you too many or not enough. I've never gotten a number of pancakes that matched how hungry I was.
Okay.
I've never gotten a size of pancakes. Like my mom used to make us silver dollar pancakes when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Perfect size. And then you become an adult and all of a sudden someone's giving me pancakes the size of a dinner plate. And I'm like, yo, I have but one mouth and one body.
Mm-hmm.
Who the hell are all these pancakes for?
Yeah.
There's too many outcomes. You know what I mean? Like,
there's
not everybody,
too many outcomes.
As in texture wise, right? So some people, they're too dry. Some people, they're too wet. Sometimes they're just rubbery. You know what I mean?
Okay, but
these are all restaurants. I only like the only time I ever get I don't make pancakes at home. Like as a kid, I would, but like they would always stick. Like I could never actually, because the thing is, like the pancakes you get in a restaurant, you could never make at home.
Okay.
And the ugly pancakes you make at home are always delicious, but I could never figure out like what kind of pan to use. Is it, am I greasing this pan? Am I not greasing this pan? Is this much batter? Did I try to flip them too soon? I think they're too simple for me.
So you're,
I never have made a pancake. I've never made pancakes and been like, damn, I killed this. It was like, all right, well, I got to eat something. And I did all this fucking work.
See, this is what I don't like about waffles, though, is that people pour a cup of batter into an iron. They flip it.
Yeah.
They halfway burn it. They damn near burn it, especially if it's at a hotel. And then they think they've done something because something fell out of the iron.
Oh, don't act like them pancake machine. That pancake machine that they have at hotels. Like, that's delicious. Those are those rubbery, nasty ass pancakes. You've been to a hotel that had the pancake conveyor belt. You know what I'm talking about. You've been to a Holiday Inn Express.
The pancake conveyor belt, all you need to do is, if it's a little too rubbery, just run it through again. Just run it through one more time.
But when you make your own waffles, you decide how, like, okay, I want to cook it a little longer. I want to be a little crispier. I like mine a little less crispy. The pancake conveyor belt, you get the pancakes they give you. That's it. You took car assembly technology and applied it to pancakes.
This is like about that nasty, dripping waffle iron at the hotel, okay?
What?
First of all, it's been through too much. I know that when I get there. When I show up, the batter dripping off is already too nasty for me to get involved with.
If you're not enough of an adult to go over to the waffle maker iron and be like, all right, I know what time it is. It's quick swipe, boom. How do you clean a pancake conveyor machine? Who is the technician that's coming in to take care of that? People have been touching over the belt to pick their pancake up. You see what I'm saying? How do you clean a conveyor make pancake? At least I know for the waffle iron, somebody's coming up and being like, get us a quick spritz, rub it down, boom. Somebody every night is taking that machine apart? No, they not. They not. You don't know where the batter's coming from. You don't know who make, no. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
So you're telling me that even though you can't see the grime, you just assume that there's grime there on the pancake conveyor belt.
Meanwhile, because there's batter.
Meanwhile, the batter, the burned batter that is coming straight off that waffle iron. I've never seen a clean waffle iron at a hotel.
Just because, listen, if you can't take the 2 seconds to wipe off some batter to make yourself comfortable, I can't do nothing for you. Because
you think it's as easy as wiping.
No, it's not. Where the batter goes is not nasty. You think I care about the bottom? Of course there's batter on the bottom. Children use this. I come in, I take the hand sani, I wipe off the handle, I go get my cup of batter, and I pour it on there. Maybe I might mix a little peanut butter with it. Maybe I'll do it later. Maybe there's a couple blueberries over there. Drop that in there. Put that in the waffle mic. Listen. The part where you pour in the mix is not nasty because that's where you take the pancake off. Give a fuck how much grease is on that hinge. The part where the pancake goes is delicious. I know what I asked for. I'm making my own waffle at 10:02 when breakfast ended at 10. I asked for this. I could have gone somewhere and got breakfast. I'm at a Holiday Inn Express continental breakfast. I could have been getting bread and muffins and maybe a yogurt cup.
Well, then let's take a second to talk about fillings.
You mentioned blueberries.
Of waffles and pancakes. You mentioned blueberries. Every type of filling that you can have between a waffle and a pancake, the pancake holds better. Okay? I've had thick pancakes with whole blueberries in them.
Okay.
You can't get that with a waffle. Waffle halfway mashed everything because the iron is smushing everything together, right? So you got
battered
blueberry.
But I don't
want to
bite
blueberry
into a whole piece of fruit. I like having it distributed evenly. I like a little blueberry. I don't want a giant blueberry. I don't want giant fruit. I need stuff to be small if it's going to be sprinkled into my breakfast breads, okay? That's what I need. But the thing is, you can only serve a pancake one way. Yes.
I know why you're laughing. I don't even know what that means.
You can only serve a pancake. What? You can only serve a pancake sweet. You understand? You can only serve a pancake sweet. You can make savory waffles. I've had a mac and cheese waffle. Okay. I was in San Diego for Comic-Con when I got my Tamagotchi Chi-Chi. And me and my homegirl had a cheese steak waffle. So you got steak, cheese, onions, mushrooms, peppers on top of a delicious waffle. Also, you've been to Roscoe's before. You've been to Sweet Chick. You've had chicken and waffles. Waffles have more versatility. You know what my brother used to do? He used to cook a waffle real crispy and then put chili on top.
Everything that you're saying right now is violence.
You've had chicken and waffles before. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about this chili thing, this steak and cheese Philly whatever thing. This is violence. This is an attack on breakfast.
No, it's not. It's brunch. Yeah. You're telling me you've never had chicken and waffles before?
I'm not saying I haven't had chicken and waffles. Okay. I'm just saying when I had chicken and waffles, I was like, wow, you know what else could do this just as easy? A pancake.
So you're saying you've had chicken and pancakes?
I've had chicken and pancakes. I've had chicken and waffles.
So you're saying that you don't like
the difference. The best part about a chicken and waffle mixture
What?
Is that I get to hook in some of that syrup. I get to have a little pouch for my syrup to dip in little bits of chicken, whatever. That's cute. It's adorable. But wow. You know what else? You know what else wow. could do that?
What
a pancake.
The fuck? What the fuck? You're trying to act like the waffle's... You know what? I'm going to tell you, you know what I like about the waffle and the way that it's cooked? Pancakes sometimes are just too thick for me. It's too much. So what a waffle does, it's giving me an aeration, okay? It's giving me... Because, like... With the cups on the waffles, like, because if you get an Eggo waffle, sometimes Eggo waffles, they're not great. They're frozen waffles. They're not amazing. But if you have a waffle, like, straight out of a waffle iron, right? Take that. Boom. Get you some breakfast meats and some cheeses. Now, you got your nice breakfast sandwich.
What better sandwich sizing and structure is there in breakfast breads than a pancake outside
pancake
of
too
toast.
Floppy. Pancake too,
too floppy.
Floppy. Too floppy. You pick up a pancake, it collapses on itself. It is passed out. It doesn't trust itself and its abilities. It's just loose. It has no bones. It has no bones. It is just, it is a passed out. It has fainted. It's fainted.
Let me tell you what
happens. There's no strength. You can't use
strength.
Listen.
Let me tell you.
That's
what
why
happened.
They don't make pancake sandwiches. They make sandwiches with waffles because they scrum.
Look, let's talk about what happens.
What
when
happens?
You try to
friend?
Make a waffle breakfast sandwich with the bread in it. Okay.
What do you mean with the bread in it? The waffle is the bread, nigga.
That's what I'm saying. You're trying to treat waffles like bread and it won't be bread. I promise you it won't be bread for you because the first thing that's going to happen is that aeration you're talking about. Okay, that aeration and the little hook on the back end from the bottom, the cup on the bottom, that thing, thumb is going to go right through it. So now you got two thumbs breaking through your sandwich. You got hooked fingers in your sandwich.
No.
You got thumbs poking the meat.
Sometimes when you give these scenarios, I feel like you don't believe you.
It's easier to tell me I don't believe me than to argue against me.
You're saying that my thumbs are going to pierce through the
thinnest part of the waffle? 100%. You, friend, you stay with your nails done. All right? So one of those almond-tipped nails is cutting right through the thinnest part of a waffle.
How do you think I eat? I'm not eating with the tips of my fingernails. I'm eating with my hands.
I know you're eating with your hands, but hey, one false move and you have slipped your finger all the way through the bread part of your sandwich.
Don't you? You sound... That is not a thing. That is not a thing.
You know what else is not a thing? A Philly cheesesteak waffle.
I ate it. I will show you I have a picture, Negro.
I'm not saying it has never existed. I'm saying it shouldn't.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Okay, the indentations in a waffle are called pockets.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... The pocket is also the thinnest part of the waffle. Is that not right?
In your opinion.
All right. Well, anyway, in my opinion. Oh my
so
God.
You and think so- that your fingers will go through the pockets of a waffle. If that's how you're eating it, But you know you got to lay them thumbs flat, okay? Mm-hmm. Hold it down. But the thing is, if you try with the pancake, if your pancake has too much butter and syrup on it, it's going to disintegrate in your fingers because it's going to become wet bread. And when you try to hold it up as a sammy, as soon as you press down, your fingers are going to go straight through it because it is a piece of bread that has been coated in syrup and butter. So you're either going to have a dry ass pancake sandwich, or if you're like, let me just put it on the inside. Let me just put the butter, do it like a bun. And I put the butter on the inside. All right. Put a little syrup, a little butter on the inside. Make me a pancake sandwich. Boom. Now you go to grab it and your fingers just press right through. So I think we can agree that a waffle and a pancake do not make good sandwich ends, right?
I mean, they're not ideal.
Okay.
That's left to bagels.
We'll leave it to bagels. We'll leave it to croissants because I love a croissant breakfast sandwich. Now that we've eliminated that, right? Mm-hmm. We both agree that a pancake and a waffle does not make a good bun situation for a breakfast sammy. What could your other issues be with the wonderful waffle?
Here's the thing. The issues are not that many. I just think that pancakes are better.
Because
we're talking about an amount of syrup. Take syrup alone. Take syrup in the case of a waffle, syrup in the case of a pancake, right? Because with a short stack or even with one waffle, I know for a fact, because I watched it happen, how much syrup is going on to those pancakes, all right? With a waffle, you don't really know how deep those pockets go when you're talking about waffles that you never had before. You fill up the pockets thinking, all right, this waffle, it should be maybe a quarter of the pockets filled, and that's going to be enough syrup. And then you actually cut that thing open, and you see the syrup spilling out, and you're like, wow, that's a bigger pour than I imagined.
Okay. I think you're, one, giving waffles too much credit. Two, giving a person who pours syrup not enough credit. Because if you, as a grown adult, cannot figure out how much syrup you're pouring, doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter what you eat. I have seen people put way too much syrup on a pancake. Way too much syrup to the point where the pancake becomes mush, right? If you are heavy-handed with the syrup, or syrup, however you pronounce it. But if you're heavy-handed with the syrup, I can say it takes longer for a waffle to get soggy from syrup than it does a pancake. Pancakes get very soggy very quickly. Also, the good thing about a holes of a waffle, say you want to do a chocolate chip waffle, bam. You sprinkle that in there and you can even catch it in the little cups to give yourself a more chocolate sensation. Peanut butter waffles, pecan waffles, okay? Blueberry waffles. You also have the option to put things on top and they stay put. You can put the butter on there. You're like, okay, put it on a couple sides. Also, what you didn't think about is when you use a waffle iron, especially in a hotel breakfast situation, you don't have to make a whole waffle. Sometimes I've gone over there and been like, I just want half. I just want a little quarter. Maybe I want to challenge myself to make 3 quarters. Who knows? You can decide more when you're dealing with the waffle, I believe, because it's easier to make a waffle pair with like something, like, you know, like with good, like bacon situation. I just prefer the texture of waffle bread than I do the texture of pancake bread. They're both breakfast breads. But mm-hmm. I prefer the texture of a waffle, and the waffle gives you more options, because if you try to put peanut butter on a pancake, you're going to rip that bitch in half. Peanut butter on a waffle said, let's go. What you think these pockets is for, baby? Fill me up. My cup runneth over, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you ever put cream cheese on a waffle? Again, you try to put cream cheese on a pancake, it's going to rip the fuck apart. But cream cheese on a waffle letter, bro, God's country. What are you talking about? We out here. We in here.
Bah, bah, bah. What I'm saying, and what I think you're not quite catching from my perspective.
Whoa! Watch your mouth.
Wow. Where I'm coming from is the fact that all the things that you just listed, all the stacks that you just talked about, they can go on a pancake. They can go on a pancake. You've seen fruits on pancakes. You've seen people.
You can't put peanut butter on a pancake.
You 100% can.
You can't. It's going to rip.
It's going to rip?
I've tried it so many times. If you get a good, hot, if you got a nice quality peanut butter, okay? It's gonna rip. If you're trying to get that nice, smooth spread, like spread them, the pancake's running from the hills, okay? It's not strong enough. It's gonna split. It's gonna shake, rattle, and roll. It's not strong enough, okay?
Yeah.
You're not finna act like you're not gonna sit here and tell me to my American Christian face that a pancake can withstand a good, smooth spreading down. Because if it's not so hot that it melts the peanut butter, then I'm telling you, it's happened to me too many times. I love peanut butter on a breakfast thing. I love peanut butter at breakfast.
All I'm saying is I think you're underestimating the strength of a good pancake. I think you've been having tired pancakes. I think you've been having struggling pancakes. And I think that you've been having weak pancakes.
Wow.
I think that's what's been happening. My thing is, when you're in a situation that's precarious at breakfast, where you're like, hey, I want something sweet. I want just enough. I want to watch what I'm doing. I think a pancake's the way to go.
Why do you need so much control during your breakfast, Josh?
Because all
that's
you
how you
really
describe
need...
getting pancakes. Say that again. Say what you need. What are the parameters for holding a pancake?
Sweet. I need just enough. Like, I don't see a problem with any of these conditions.
Because for me, I feel like a pancake is indulgent. Like, getting, like, a stack of pancakes, that seems indulgent to me. It also, like, a stack of pancakes means you have nothing else to do today.
No, not at all. Because a stack of two, a stack of three, if they're small.
No, a stack
just,
is three,
that's
right?
Just a good side.
No, a stack of pancakes is three, right?
A stack can be two, I think.
I thought a side of pancakes is two and a stack is three.
I'll take your word for it. That sounds right to me.
The internet will tell us. So you're saying that I just always think of like pancakes being like a, I think I see pancakes as like a Sunday morning breakfast. I don't see pancakes as like, get up, have this for breakfast and then go to work. I
feel like as a kid, if I was having pancakes, I didn't really care what the rest of the day was about, but I knew the day was starting off right. And there were times I had pancakes before school, and that was a fire day.
Okay. So in a full stack of pancakes, it's five, according to IHOP. A short stack.
How many waffles do you get when you get waffles? Because we keep coming for the portions of pancakes.
I get one waffle. No one, like, are you, I don't know how you eat two waffles. You get one waffle.
If they're small,
because
you can probably eat two.
I don't know. Even two Eggo waffles seems wild to me. Also, I'm not a fan. I'll say this. I'm not a huge fan of bread in general.
Wait a second.
What?
What are you saying?
What are you talking about? How many times in life have you seen me eat bread?
I'm not saying I haven't like seen you eat bread. I'm saying I. How are you not a fan of one of?
Because my mom,
maybe the seventh, eighth, ninth wonder of the world.
People love bread so much. I love croissants, and I love.
I feel like you're giving me conflicting feelings on bread right now because you're telling me you love croissants.
Yes, but that's really the only bread that I like.
Okay. Gotcha.
And this is the other thing. I'm not a huge pasta person. Did you know why?
Why?
Pasta's just wet bread.
See, when you say things like this, it's actually deeply upsetting. Like, this is not, that's not okay to do to people. You know?
Hey.
What you've done to soup, what you've done to pasta now.
Listen, I didn't say that about soup. Nicole Byer said that about soup. That wasn't me.
No, but you're trying to do one of these don't shoot the messengers things. It's a message you knew I wouldn't like.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All I'm saying is that pancakes give me a little bit too much bready. It's too bready for me. They're a little heavy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that a waffle's not heavy, because like I said, Bisquick and but sometimes waffle mix is a little different than a pancake mix, just slightly. Unless you're dealing with Bisquick, you can make fucking cinnamon rolls with Bisquick. Bisquick's versatile, you know, probably the best we've heard in a while. I'm saying is.
So you're telling me that in a situation where you have the same batter, you would still rather that batter be turned into a waffle than a pancake.
Yes.
This is where we differ, and this is where I think you're bringing chaos to the conversation.
What the hell? Chaos?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
the soup comment was chaos.
This is
not chaos. This is just a difference in opinion. You like your breakfasts flat chested. That's all this is. It wasn't just the look on the face. It was the tongue in the cheek, like, if you were a man that called women bitches, because you didn't say nothing, but your face went, bitch, like that. It's not my fault you don't want your breakfast to have titties. That has nothing to do with me.
Look, just because I don't like my breakfast looking like the craters of the dark side of the moon.
You've never even seen that side.
So tell me any like closing arguments about waffles, any things that you want to add as far as like how you think they're superior to pancakes. You know, if this is the moment in the show where you want to admit that you were wrong and apologize to me, that's fine.
Wow. Wow. You think I'm gonna set my mouth to apologize to you in this scenario on the day that the Lord has made? It is upon us. You think I'm gonna sit here as a good Christian woman and say to you, hey, Josh, man, I'm sorry about saying that. Waffles are better than pancakes. I was living in a fool's paradise. You got me fucked up. There is no way. I mean,
before you said that last part, you did it. Before you said that last part, you were fully in it. You were doing a great job.
It's called acting. I was in here imitating the lies and the venom and the propaganda that you wanted me to spread out here in this good American streets, these international ears of folks that are listening, wherever they're listening at. Hope somebody's in the train being like, man, Josh sounds wild to ask Tool Say to apologize for an opinion. That's crazy talk. Crazy. I only know how to say loco. I need to Google more ways to say crazy because you tried it. I'm not apologizing because I did nothing wrong. I'm just saying that a fun breakfast bread that's giving you body, okay, that's giving you structure, that is an interactive little thing because you can have fun with waffles. If you're somewhere that has like different, if you're somewhere that has different syrups, you can put little different syrups in the cups. You could put little different fruits.
You're going to put different syrups in the same.
You could.
Doesn't mean you should.
No, listen, you have a pancake, you have a waffle that's broken into quarters, right? You know, you don't have to go each individual cup. That's very confusing for your mouth and requires very intricate cutting, right? And I'm not a butcher. So you could be like, okay, on this quarter, I'm going to do regular maple syrup. On this corner, ooh, they got a strawberry syrup. I'm going to try that over there. In this corner, weighing in at 100. You can put. You can make that your little peanut butter area. And then on the other side, you could do like fruits or something. Or maybe I like cream cheese on a waffle because I'm a ridiculous human being. But you could put like maybe some fruits over there, maybe like a mashed banana. I'm like, you have so many options. You can have like fun little breakfast adventures, you know? Maybe you want to put a little egg on top, okay? I don't know. I mean, like scrambled eggs, not like these runny salmonella eggs that everybody keeps trying to get me to eat.
You like salmonella eggs?
What?
No, it's fine. We don't even have to.
No. You like a runny egg? You like a runny egg, don't you?
I don't need it runny. I'm just saying if I happen to break the yolk and it's over easy and there's a little bit of runniness, that's fine with me. So we're going to pitch this to you, the listener. You know, how do you feel about waffles? How do you feel about pancakes? Which one do you feel is superior? Okay.
And now, which one do you know is superior? We ain't talking about feelings, baby. We were talking about facts. Okay. You know what? Because I've been to the pancake house and I've been to the waffle house. And you know what? The pancake house closed at 3 and the waffle house opened 24 hours. 365, surviving hurricanes and national disasters. Well, if you didn't think I was going to mention waffle house for this during this, you got your damn mind.
So feel free to reach out to us on the socials. You can hit us up in the comments of the videos and the posts that we're going to do about this. Let us know how you feel, okay?
If you're looking to catch up. Let us know if you're a good person, okay?
Oh, Lord, help me. If you are looking to catch up with us, you can find Dulce Sloan on everything as Dulce Sloan. It's
most
it's
things,
name.
But probably not Snapchat because I don't know if I still have that.
Yeah. Do you
or
use
Tumblr.
Snapchat?
I don't know. Yeah. Are you still on Tumblr?
I mean, on the ones that you use, that's how we find you, you know?
Yeah, Instagram. I think we've all abandoned Facebook as a movement, as a society. You know, we've all decided to stop arguing with aunties, so.
And if you're looking to catch up with me, you can find me at Josh Johnson Comedy on just about everything. TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. I just got Josh Johnson, so there was no need for the extra letters. But
Twitter is so confusing.
We appreciate you. We appreciate listening, and we hope you have a great weekend filled with waffles or pancakes, whichever one you prefer.
Tamagotchi!
This has been Hold Up. We've covered conscious rap versus club bangers, bar soap versus body wash, diners versus waffle houses, all sorts of things. What else should we be talking about? We want to know from you. Let us know, drop us a comment, or hit Hold Up on social at The Daily Show.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.